You and I, all of us together, are on a journey called Advent. Each and every year, we begin this season waiting, preparing for the arrival of Jesus, who comes to us as an infant. He is also with us now, and moment by moment, in word and spirit. This is day 3 of Advent, and we may feel awkward as we realize we begin Advent at an ending. Together we begin in grief over Jesus' suffering and death. But hold on, let's hang in there. Let's help one another think. Remember, we are on our way to Bethlehem and our celebration of Jesus' birth. We are on our way to a new beginning, but we begin outside Jesus' tomb. When we think about it, in Advent of the year 2020, this may feel like a more natural place to be. Lots of us are in quarantine because of the coronavirus, COVID-19. We are also praying over the illness of over 13 million people in this nation alone. We are grieving over the dying or death of people that we love near to us, close to us, and the people we hurt for and mourn with all around the world. Hospitals and nursing homes are full to overflowing. We are grateful and we pray for first responders, medical teams, and especially the caregivers who smile or offer a kind word while cleaning our room, bringing extra blankets, or other needs. Weary to overwhelmed, all of these people care for us at their own risk. The COVID-19 pandemic is only the first priority for us right now. There are other major concerns in America and around the world. In this moment, let's hang in there. Let's go to an ending to discover a wonderful new beginning. I am Paula Calhoun, a retired pastor in the United Methodist Church, North Alabama Conference. Our scripture is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, and I am reading Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10 from the Common English Bible. It starts like this. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel came down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now the angel's face was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and they became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come, see the place where they laid him. Now, hurry, go and tell his disciples he's been raised from the dead. He's going on ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. I've given this message to you." With great fear and excitement, the women hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell Jesus' disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there." This is the word of the Lord. Look how far we have traveled. Verse 8 tells us the women hurried away from the tomb with fear and excitement. to follow Jesus' instructions and go tell his disciples. Mary and Mary have just witnessed their dead friend, now alive, who wouldn't be afraid. But they are also filled with excitement. Excitement is a word in this particular text that I underlined years ago and wrote the word joy, J-O-Y, beside the text. My question was, can excitement include or be joyful? I went to the Latin root of the word, exadere, which tells us that excitement is to wake, to call, to set in motion. Let's think about those three actions for a moment in light of Jesus' experience with Mary and Mary. Leaving the empty tomb, encountering Jesus on their way, Mary and Mary awaken to Jesus' resurrection. He is there with them. Jesus calls them to a specific purpose or action, and the women live into what Jesus has set in motion for that moment and for the future. Vocabulary.com defines excitement this way. Excitement is a feeling or situation full of activity, joy, exhilaration, or upheaval. But one thing to remember about excitement is it sure is not boring. We began our time together outside that empty tomb, but we have seen and heard the risen Lord. Jesus is back. We are filled with joy. Jesus has called us servants. Before he died, he said his disciples are now friends. And today he calls his first disciples brothers. In the days ahead, Jesus shows up among his brothers and sisters in a variety of places. My favorite, I think, is on the seashore in Galilee. Standing on the shore, Jesus calls out to his brothers in the boat, "Have you caught anything to eat?" And they respond, "No." Jesus tells them to throw their net on the other side. Soon the net is so full they could barely haul it in. When they made it to shore, Jesus has breakfast hot and ready over the fire. This experience is not boring, and it is joyful. Wherever Jesus went, whenever he appeared, there we find and experience the gifts we celebrate in Advent: hope, love, joy, peace. For a long time, I didn't know or understand the difference between happiness versus joy. Happiness is emotional and often temporary. We feel a current happiness when something good happens, or we feel a lasting, general sense of happiness. Joy is deeper, it lasts longer, and it often surprises us with its appearance in places and circumstances all along our life's journey. Joy is spiritual. Joy also happens when we become less focused on ourselves and more caring of others. Being aware of God's presence and practicing gratitude serves as a prelude to joy. Children often bring us joy, and as I write, Amelia Claire, my 7-year-old granddaughter, interrupts me several times. Even though I've explained what I'm doing or trying to do, with each interruption, I remind myself to breathe and listen. Maybe I am able to do this with a listening presence because that's the kind of place that you and I are standing in, Advent. Before Amelia Clare's interruption, I wanted to share with you that children often help us to see and feel joy. In the community where I live, there are at least 12 children who call me by my first name. They shout, "Paula," from down the street, or call me Paula standing on my front porch. And they bring me joy, even when I happen to remember that the real reason they stop by or greet me as I walk is because they love my dog. That's great with me because I love my dog too. These children are aware of, but do not focus on or worry about COVID-19. They wear their mask without complaint, and they live their lives with energy and joy. I am trying to be more like the children. I am trying to be proactive and not worry. But I would also not be a very caring person if I did not pay attention and pray over the increasing numbers of diagnoses and other concerns. My granddaughter really wanted to be a part of this time with you. She suggested that I share one of her favorite mottos, and it's a daily choice. Today is a great day to have a great day. By the way, the original motto or quote says, "Good day." Amelia Clare and her mother, my daughter, changed the quote from "good" to "great day." And that feels right because you and I know every day is a great day to be aware of Jesus' presence with us. I am sure that we all have a list of people who help us remember and practice our faith in God. One of my favorite spiritual teachers is Andre Nouwen, priest and professor, writer, Jesus servant, and friend. Like each of us in this life, Nouwen, now among the saints, experienced good times and challenging times, and really difficult, tough times. Nouwen wrote many books, and I hope you have read or will read one or more of those. In the book Dare to Journey with Andre Nouwen, written by Charles Ringma, we hear these words to help us with sustenance for the journey. Sustenance for the journey. But let you and I own it, claim it, and say sustenance for our journey. Here are the words. Reluctant obedience or sheer willpower will never last the distance. Only the joyful heart can walk the long and difficult road. Only the joyful heart can walk the long and difficult road. I hope that last sentence connects with each of us, but I want to share one more word from Andre Nouwen. My friend Betty Hamilton printed and framed this quote for each member of the Joy Reunion Group. Here it goes, in the words of Andre Nouwen, with the experience and wisdom of his own walk with Jesus. Nouwen tells us, joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy, and we have to keep choosing joy every day. Before we go, hear Jesus say to us again, do not be afraid. Jesus is still awakening us, calling us, and setting us in motion. Every day is a great day for a great day. Let us pray. Great and gracious God, we are grateful for your countless gifts to us. We are even more grateful for your presence with us every moment of all our good and great and challenging days. Help us, God, to be more aware of you with us, extending grace, giving unconditional love for us to enjoy and give away to others, providing strength and resources that we need, and planting joy for us to see, celebrate, thrive on, and share. God, we trust you to heal your world and this nation. Lead us onward to Bethlehem and your new beginning. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.